بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر، تحذيره صلى الله عليه وسلم من ترك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. وأخرج البزار عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، القائلون يومئذ من الكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار. منزلة من يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر يوم القيامة. وأخرج البيهقي والنقاش في معجمه وابن النجار عن واقد بن سلامة عن يزيد الرقاشي عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألا أخبركم بأقوام ليسوا بأنبياء ولا شهداء، يغبطهم يوم القيامة الأنبياء والشهداء بمنازلهم من الله على منابر من نور يعرفون. قالوا: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: الذين يحببون عباد الله إلى الله ويحببون الله إلى عباده ويمشون على الأرض نصحا. فقلت: هذا يحبب الله إلى عباده، فكيف يحببون عباد الله إلى الله؟ قال: يأمرونهم بما يحب الله وينهونهم عما يكره الله، فإذا أطاعوهم أحبهم الله. متى تترك هذه الأمة الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر؟ وأخرج الطبراني في الأوسط عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال: قلت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، متى يترك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وهما سيدا أعمال هذه البر؟ قال: إذا أصابكم ما أصاب بني إسرائيل. قلت: يا رسول الله، وما أصاب بني إسرائيل؟ قال: إذا داهن خياركم فجاركم، وصار الفقه في شراركم، وصار الملك في صغاركم، فإن ذلك تلبسكم فتنة تكرون ويكر عليكم. توضيح أبي بكر رضي الله عنه على المنبر معنى آية عليكم أنفسكم. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة وأحمد وعبد بن حميد والعدني وأبو داود الترمذي وقال حسن صحيح والنسي وابن ماجه وأبو يعلى عن قيس بن أبي حازم قال: لما ولي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه صعد المنبر فحمد الله ثم قال: يا أيها الناس، إنكم تقرؤون هذه الآية: يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم، لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم، وإنكم تضعونها على غير مواضعها، وإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الناس إذا رأوا المنكر ولا يغيروه أوشك أن يعمهم الله بعقاب. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قعد أبو بكر على منبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم سمي خليفة رسول الله، فحمد الله وأثنى عليه وصلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم مد يديه ثم وضعهما على المجلس الذي كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجلس عليه من منبره، ثم قال: سمعت الحبيب وهو جالس على هذا المجلس يتأول هذه الآية: يا أيها الذين أمنوا عليكم أنفسكم، لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم، ثم فسرها. فكان تفسيره لنا أن قال: نعم، ليس من قوم عمل فيهم بمنكر ويفسد فيهم بقبيح، فلم يغيروه ولم ينكروه إلا حق على الله أن يعمهم بالعقوبة جميعا، ثم لا يستجاب لهم. ثم أدخل إصبعيه في أذنيه فقال: إلا أكون سمعته من الحبيب سمتا. ترغيب علي رضي الله عنه في الأمر بالمعروف وترهيبه من ترك النهي عن المنكر. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة عن علي رضي الله عنه قال: لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر ولتجدن في أمر الله ولا يصومنكم أقوام يعذبونكم ويعذبهم الله. وعند الحارث عنه قال: لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليسلطن عليكم شراركم ثم يدعو خياركم فلا يستجاب لهم. وعند ابن أبي حاتم عنه قال: قال في خطبته: يا أيها الناس، إنما هلك من هلك قبلكم بركوبهم المعاصي، ولم تنههم الربانيون والأحبار. كلما تمادوا في المعاصي ولم تنههم الربانيون والأحبار أخذتهم العقوبات. فمروا بالمعروف وانهوا عن المنكر قبل أن ينزل بكم مثل الذي نزل بهم. واعلموا أن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر لا يقطع رزقا ولا يقرب أجلا. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال: الجهاد ثلاثة: جهاد بيد، وجهاد بلسان، وجهاد بقلب. فأول ما يغلب عليه من الجهاد جهاد اليد، ثم جهاد اللسان، ثم جهاد القلب. فإذا كان القلب لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا نكس وجعل علاه أسفله.
This is the chapter about enjoining what is good, encouraging the good, and prohibiting, forbidding the evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, undoubtedly you will be on a clear path as long as two types of intoxications do not become manifest and apparent upon you. One is the intoxication of ignorance, and the other is the intoxication of the love of this world. And you will continue encouraging, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the love of this world becomes apparent, then you will stop enjoining the good and encouraging the good, and you will stop prohibiting the evil, and you will not be striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, those who will speak according to the Quran and Sunnah, they will be like the early people that accepted Islam from amongst the Muhajirin and Ansar. The rank of those that will encourage the good and forbid the evil on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's reported from Anas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, should I not show you, should I not inform you about a nation that will not be prophets, neither they will be the shuhada, the martyrs, but on the day of Qiyamah, even the prophets and even the martyrs, the shuhada, will envy such people because of their close rank and because of their closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be recognized because they will be elevated on pulpits of nur. Sahaba said, O Prophet of Allah, who are these people? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are those that make the servants of Allah beloved to Allah. And they are those that make Allah beloved to His servants. They are those that walk on the surface of this earth as well-wishers. They have a heart of well-wishing, good for everybody. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, so I said, O Prophet of Allah, the one that is making Allah beloved to His servants, that we can understand. But how is it that they will make the servants of Allah beloved to Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will enjoin and encourage the things that Allah loves. And they will prohibit, and they will prevent and stop those things that Allah detests and Allah hates. And then when they follow this guidance, then Allah will love them. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu reports, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, when will the enjoining of good and forbidding of evil be left out? How is it possible for these two things, enjoining good, encouraging the good, prohibiting evil, how is it possible for these things to be left out? when these actions are actually the chief, the leader of the actions of the people of righteousness, of the pious people. Rasulullah said, when those things that afflicted the Bani Israel will be afflicted upon you. So I said, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I said, O Prophet of Allah, and what is it that afflicted the people of the Bani Israel? Rasulullah said, إِذَا دَاهَنَ خِيَارُكُمْ فُجَارَكُمْ, when the good amongst you become lenient, when the good amongst you, when the righteous amongst you become soft and lenient for worldly gain, they become lenient towards the sinful people, towards the transgressors. And when the knowledge of deen, when the knowledge of deen will be given to the worst amongst you, and when leadership will fall to the lot of the youth, of the youngsters, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ تَلْبِسُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ, at that time, such a calamity will engulf you, and the calamity will come towards you, and you will continue going towards this calamity. The explanation of this verse of the Quran Sharif by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It is narrated that when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, then he ascended the minbar and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he said, O people, you are reciting this verse of the Quran Sharif, the more or less translation of which is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, alaykum anfusakum, care for yourself. La yadurukum man dhalla idha hdaytum, no harm can come to you if you are rightly guided. Then he said that undoubtedly you have misinterpreted the meaning of this verse. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, verily when the people see evil and they do not change and stop and prohibit evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will engulf such a people with a punishment. A similar narration, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was named the Khalifa after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sent salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he stretched his hand and he placed both his hands on the spot that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to place his hands when he sat on the minbar. And then he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was sitting on this very place, this place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was explaining, interpreting this verse of the Quran Sharif, Alaykum anfusakum, la yadurukum man dhalla idha hdaytum. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the tafsir of this verse, فَكَانَ تَفْسِيرُهُ لَنَا أَنْ قَالَ, and the explanation and the tafsir of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us about this verse was, yes, undoubtedly when there is widespread corruption and when people are involved in evil and they are not prevented from that evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will engulf all the people in a calamity. Thereafter their du'as will not be answered. Thereafter, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu placed both his fingers into both his ears. Then he said, may these ears become deaf had I not heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The encouragement that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu gave towards encouraging good and forbidding evil. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that you should certainly instruct and command and advise the good, and you should certainly prevent people from doing evil, and you should undoubtedly defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give authority to such a nation over you that they will punish you, after which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also punish them. Another narration, you should undoubtedly encourage the good and you should undoubtedly prevent the evil. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant authority over you, the worst of you. Thereafter you would make dua. Thereafter, ثُمَّ يَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ, the best of you, the noblest of you, the pious amongst you would make dua, and their duas would not be answered. Similar narration, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, in his khutbah, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, إِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ قَبْلَكُمْ, that the people before you were destroyed, بِرُكُوبِهِمُ الْمَعَاصِي, because of the transgression and because of their sins. And the scholars and the rabbis amongst them did not stop them, did not prevent them. Every time they would reach the limits of transgression and sins, the scholars would leave them and the scholars would not prevent them from this evil, because of which various types of calamities befell them. Therefore, you should command the good and you should prohibit the evil before such a time comes when the calamities that befell the people of the past would befall you. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Understand well that this command and this injunction of encouraging good and prohibiting evil, لَا يَقْطَعُ رِزْقًا, is not going to be a means of shortage in your sustenance, neither will it bring your death any early. Ali radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, jihad is of three types. Jihadun biyadin, wa jihadun bilisanin, wa jihadun miqalbin. One is the jihad of the hand, the other is the jihad of the tongue, and the third is the jihad of the heart. فَأَوَّلُ مَا يُغْلَبُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْجِهَادِ جِهَادُ الْيَدِ. The first jihad to disappear from the ummah will be the jihad of the hand. Thereafter, the jihad of the tongue. Thereafter, the jihad of the heart. إِذَا كَانَ الْقَلْبُ, when the heart cannot recognize good as good. When the heart does not encourage the good, does not prohibit the evil, then the heart will be turned upside down. The top will become the bottom and the bottom will become the top. From these hadiths of Rasulullah SAW, we can see the importance of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. We are living in such a time when the good is portrayed as evil and evil is portrayed as good. Actually, the first step is for the heart to recognize the good as good and for the heart to recognize the evil as evil. One of the qualities of Rasulullah SAW was that he was a well-wisher. We come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, we should be, I will say, so much of time we should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this da'wat must become a person's mizaj, temperament. Wherever the person is, he's looking at things, he's looking at people with the eye or with the heart or with the mind of well-wishing. The evil that he sees, his heart is already planning, his heart is already concerned, his heart is already restless. First he has to recognize, the heart first has to be able to recognize the evil as evil. How this can be changed to good? And all people that he meets every year, one is a person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's doing umumi gash and khususi gash, he's doing all of that, whole tartib. Well, say, actually so much of time we have to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this becomes a person's second nature. That wherever he is khair kha. Wherever he is, whoever he sees, in the bus, in the train, in the ship, in the plane, in his occupation, in his busy schedule, at home, in the masjid, in the car park, wherever he is, but he's always looking for ways of encouraging good, bringing goodness in the ummah. This will come when a person spends time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya il mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna attiba'a. وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.